Welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. Give us 600 seconds and we'll give you the tools you need to improve your handicapping. Great to have you in, everyone. I'm Joe Fortenball. Here's a sample of what we've got coming up on today's episode. Believe it or not, it's already time to start zeroing in on how we're going to bet this weekend's college football card. So for some tips and tricks of the trade, we'll talk with Ashton Graywall of Covers.com in just a couple minutes. But I figured what better way to begin a college football episode of the Sharp 600 than with a couple college football picks here on the Sharp 600. Last week, knocked it out of the park with Alabama. Nick Saban now 11-0 straight up, 9-1 against the spread in week one as the head coach of the Crimson Tide. So we turn our attention to week two and two specific plays we've isolated. Game number one, the Penn State Nittany Lions against the Pittsburgh Panthers, a massive revenge spot for Penn State based on what happened last season. Nittany Lions minus 21, over under of 66 in this game. It kicks off Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Last year when these two got together, a grand total of 81 points ended up on the board. And that's before this Penn State offense really got cooking later in the season. In fact, a couple weeks later after they lost 49-10 at Michigan against Jim Harbaugh's Wolverines on September 24th, Penn State went on from that point up until week one of this season to average 42 points per game behind quarterback Trace McSorley and running back Saquon Barkley. The over is 6-2 in Penn State's last eight games overall. It's also 11-2 in Pittsburgh's last 13 games overall, dating back to last season, of course. So we're going to go over a total of 66 in the Penn State-Pittsburgh matchup Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Game number two, it's Washington State against Boise State, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. This game opened Cougars minus 7.5 and was quickly bet up to Cougars minus 10.5 for good reason. Boise State in their home opener against Troy don't zero in necessarily on that 24-13 final score. It was much closer than it looked. Boise added a late touchdown against a gassed Troy defense that made it 24-13 rather than 17-13, which is where it should have landed. And outside of that late TD, Boise also had an 81-yard punt return that they took to the house in the opening 2 minutes of this game. The Broncos lack firepower this year, and they certainly lack it to hang with a quarterback like Luke Falk and a highly underrated Washington State squad that's going to make a lot of noise this season. Last week, took down Montana State 31-0 using a very vanilla offense. Expect them to open it up a little bit more this week. Boise State 1-6 against the spread over their last seven games against Pac-12 opposition, 2-7 against the spread over their last nine games overall, and 0-5 against the spread over their last five games against Washington State. We are going to lay the 10.5 points with the Cougars. So to recap our two picks heading into week two of the college football season, over 66 total points in Penn State Pitt, and lay the 10.5 with Washington State over Boise State.
Gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Okay, before we bring on Ashton Graywall of Covers.com, head over to CoversExperts.com when you get an opportunity. Use the promo code SHARP600, that's all one word, and you'll get a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. That's promo code SHARP600 for a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. Right after that, don't even think about it. Head to Covers.com, enter the Streak Survivor Contest. It's a chance to win $100,000. Today's guest can be found on Twitter at Ashton Graywall. He's a writer and analyst at Covers.com. Ashton Graywall joining Joe Fortenball here on the Sharp 600. Ashton, thank you for your time. You recently wrote a piece this week talking about the biggest upsets in college football history and how those losing teams, such as UNLV from this past weekend, bounce back the following week. Or more specifically, do they bounce back the following week? What did you find out?
Yeah, from what I found is that really in recent years, what we see is that teams are bouncing back a little bit better. Over the years, what we've seen is, and you know, that goes back pretty far. You know, our database that we look back to is as far as 2005. We saw 9-9 next week straight up. But over the last 2 years, what we've seen is more of these, you know, Division I AA schools beating the Division I schools. And it's becoming much more less embarrassing, I guess, is what you would have to say. So it's not as dramatic, and teams are able to recover. So over the last 2 years, what we've seen is those teams have gone, let me just see here, 5-2 against the spread the following week. So you're seeing Virginia, Iowa, Iowa State, Northwestern, Michigan State a couple times, South Carolina as well, and Kansas all do relatively well the following week.
Howard upset UNLV, the largest upset in college football history based on the spread. The Rebels were a 45-point favorite. You also had Liberty knocking off Baylor, Baylor being a 33.5-point favorite. What does the future hold for them this weekend? Anything you've isolated?
Yeah, well, what I see, I thought the most interesting thing for UNLV was just the activity on the line. Golden Nugget, you know, opens up with those Games of the Year lines in June. And they also normally put out all the lines for UNLV with that as well. And they had UNLV as a two-point dog at Idaho. And then what we saw right after that result is books went back and opened that at 9. So Idaho then became a 9-point favorite. Now, that's been bet down, I think, now, Joe, to about 6.5. But that's a pretty big swing, right? Like odds makers then seeing, okay, a 7-point swing after UNLV fails to win outright as a 45-point favorite. With Baylor, you know, I think that that program is in disarray right now. And I think that we probably underestimate just how chaotic that is. So it could be a long haul. And I think you're going to see a big adjustment with those odds week in and week out.
Three major games this weekend. I wanted to get your opinion on each of them. First up, Notre Dame -4 against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, I like Georgia there. I just think, I know they're missing their starting quarterback, and you saw about a 2.5 or 1.5-point swing on the line because Georgia losing their quarterback. But I just think that they have enough on the ground. They recruit really well. I mean, Georgia is just a really, really solid team year in, year out. I guess I like them at that spot, especially where they're getting points.
Ohio State -7.5 against Oklahoma. The Buckeyes struggled in the first half at Indiana last week, but they have extra time to get ready for this game. The Sooners were fantastic in their week one debut. How do you see this?
Yeah, I think this is really a decision on which coach you have more confidence in, I guess. And I just haven't seen enough from Lincoln Riley, you know, with his first year here with the team in Oklahoma. Whereas Urban Meyer just has a track record of winning these games. So they smoked Oklahoma last year at Oklahoma. You know, I think that was about a 20-point win for them. So I expect the Buckeyes to bounce back from a shaky first half against Indiana and really do well in this game.
Sam Darnold, Heisman Trophy favorite, quarterback at USC. The Trojans are a 6-point favorite over a rested Stanford squad that defeated Rice in Australia 2 weeks ago and had last week off to prepare for this game. Do you like Stanford or do you like the Trojans when it comes to the point spread?
Yeah, I actually like Stanford quite a bit here. I think I like them to win outright as well, too. I think that Stanford traditionally, well, the last 3 or 4 meetings here, they've done really well. I think they've covered and won outright each time. And I think that USC, you know, they're a popular team. And I think just like the Yankees or the Cowboys, they just get overpriced a little bit more. And with the hype that comes with that, Stanford, I like them to win outright and certainly cover there.
You know, they weren't as big a favorite as UNLV or Baylor, but the Longhorns were a 17-point favorite over Maryland last week. They get upset 51-41 in Tom Herman's debut. What do you think the rest of the season holds for Texas? I personally like their over on the win total. I thought Herman was going to take a talented roster and turn them around immediately like he did at Houston. Do you think this is going to be a much trickier rebuilding project than guys like me thought heading in?
I don't know. You know, I think it really just depends on the defensive side of the ball, right? Putting up 41 points against Maryland, that's a really good thing for Tom Herman. His skill set, you know, is coaching up on offense. And Texas had some really, really, you know, terrible performance scoring the ball with Charlie Strong as their head coach. So I think it's definitely a good thing to see them put up that many points on the board. You know, being able to stop the run, that's a big deal. And, you know, that's not Tom Herman's expertise. He's got to rely on his assistant coaches and coordinators there to help out that way. I agree with you. I kind of thought the same thing, that Texas would be a lot better off moving forward. I think it was a strong coaching hire and putting Herman in place there. But I think we'll find out a little bit more once we go into their conference games here. But Texas should bounce back. It's not the same thing as, you know, when you lose to Maryland, it's not the same thing as losing to Liberty or Howard, that's for sure.
Follow him on Twitter, at Ashton Graywall. He's a writer and analyst at covers.com. Ashton Graywall joining us on the Sharp 600. Ashton, thank you for your time. Dynamite stuff, man. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Yeah, pleasure to be with you.
Going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Boom. Just like that, episode 15 is in the books. Thank you so much for spending some of your time with us today. Greatly appreciated. A reminder to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It would mean the world to us. And not only that, it's football season. We are releasing 3 episodes a week instead of our normal 2, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So we'll see you Friday. But until then, best of luck, everybody.